Hey, welcome to the film podcast.
Yeah,
we're back.
It's gonna be hard to remember to do that.
Yeah. You're gonna screw up for like the next 10 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, once we finally do an episode that isn't just a list, I'm sure it will be easier.
Yeah,
to remember.
Yeah. So for the new listeners, we usually do list every week. We are this week as well, but we're gonna change it up, you know, once a month or something like that, and just talk about maybe one movie or, you know, not do a list. Talk about current movies, or we don't know what we're doing. We're doing something fun. It's gonna be fun, but we don't know what it is. But today is business as usual. We're gonna be talking about prequels, right, guys?
Yes.
If you're a new listener, my name is Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Adam Scott.
I'm Kevin.
And we're still working on a list, I guess. Remember last week, Adam, when you thought it was one list because I told you something?
I do.
And you had to do it on the fly?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
So, I probably should have had it prepared in the first place. Since we had spoken about it, I just kind of turned off my brain for a little bit.
From now on, if I mention a list, I'm going to just do my list. Just knock it out of the park. You know, it's going to be an awesome list. I'm like, we should do top 10 pets. Film pets. And Pauly is number one.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, guys. What's going on with you guys? Have you guys seen any movies? What's the scuttlebutt on that?
I saw Rise of the Guardians.
Ooh.
I also saw Rise of the Guardians.
Oh, okay.
What is Rise of the... Oh, it's the...
It's about...
Nutcracker Avengers.
Nutcracker Avengers? Wait, Nutcracker Avengers. When you put it like that, it sounds like something different.
Yeah. It's like the fairy tale Avengers. Right, kind of?
The Holiday Avengers.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
The Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus.
Sandman.
The Sandman, which doesn't really... I mean, I guess that's fairy tale-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens if you're a Jehovah's Witness? What do? You don't go see this movie, or...
No.
Should you avoid it?
You don't. Yes, you avoid it.
Okay.
Are Jehovah's Witnesses allowed to see movies?
They are.
I thought they were allowed to have fun in general.
No fun.
Yeah, it's against their religion, right? I'm offending a Jehovah's Witness right now. That's not true. I know it's not true because I've spent many a holiday at a bar with Jehovah's Witnesses because they don't celebrate the holiday.
Yeah, they drink.
Yeah. But I'm just like, that's what I noticed from hanging out with them is that they just use holidays as an excuse to go get drunk at a bar.
Yeah.
So I had fun hanging out with Jehovah's Witnesses.
Maybe I become a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah. You like hanging out at bars.
Mm-hmm.
But then no one buys you presents. So you do have to pay for your own drinks.
Oh, yes. On your birthday, no one buys you a drink.
Oh, see, that sucks.
Yeah. All right. Jenny, so what did you think?
It was good. I couldn't think of how to say it. I went into it expecting it to be good, and it was better than what I thought it was going to be. So.
Okay.
I went into it expecting it to be kind of meh. Whatever. And it was better than I thought it was going to be also. I was like, that was entertaining.
Yeah.
So it was better than meh.
Yeah. But not better than meh.
Woo!
Not really. I mean, it's kind of a weird... They just kind of throw you into the midst of things where it's like this world where Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, and the Sandman are all superheroes. Which is like, all right, well... I mean, with other superheroes, you're used to them being superheroes. But seeing Santa Claus with two swords is weird.
Yeah.
It's a little odd.
And what is he, Russian?
Yeah, he's Russian. I kind of was okay with that. I'd never heard of Russian Santa Claus. But it's Alec Baldwin, and he was really funny.
Yeah, you couldn't tell it was Alec Baldwin at all.
I about halfway through, I'm like, wait a minute, is that Alec Baldwin? I think that was what I enjoyed most about the movie was figuring out, because I went in blind, so figuring out who the characters were.
Okay.
So, I mean, the obvious one was Jude Law as the bad guy, as Pitch Black, which just made me want to watch Pitch Black.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
And Chris Pine was the voice of Jack Frost, who's like the new addition to the Guardians. But in just hearing Chris Pine's voice, I realized that he sounds a lot like John Cusack.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, at least in this, I was like, did John Cusack do this voice? This doesn't seem like a John Cusack movie. And it's Chris Pine. And then Isla Fisher was the Tooth Fairy.
Isla Fisher? Isla?
Sure. Yeah.
It's Isla.
Isla?
Isla Vista?
I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. Isla. Isn't it?
I don't know. We should get her on the podcast.
Works for me.
Work it out. Anything else you guys saw? I didn't see anything, guys.
Nothing at all?
No.
Really? Wait, we were talking, unless you talked about it on the last podcast, but didn't you see Silver Lining Playbook?
I think
did we did talk about it.
Yeah, we talked about it
because we both saw it and we both really liked it.
Yeah. Okay.
I forgot to mention Hitchcock, which I did see.
Oh, how was
which
that?
Is why I was thrown off about what list we were doing, because I was thinking the Hitchcock themed list and and Vito is in movies, so I thought that's where I was coming from.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's nothing amazing.
Hopkins.
Hopkins. When isn't Hopkins good?
Yeah.
You just sit there and watch him pick his nose. Like, he is amazing.
He's the best nose picker.
Fine acting.
Mm-hmm. To come out of England. Americans don't pick their nose as well as the English.
He's much more dignified when he picks his nose.
Yes. He does it with his left hand. Even though he's a righty.
He's good. He doesn't really look anything like Albert Hitchcock.
He just looks
looks like fat Anthony Hopkins. But I didn't know that. What's his name?
ScarJo?
No, I knew ScarJo was in it.
She's a looking lady. I'm not gonna lie to you.
She's pretty. She's not always the best as far as acting is concerned. She's okay in this.
She shows up to party. You know what I mean?
Not to act, just to party.
And I mean, Jessica Biel? She's interesting.
Jay Biel's?
Yeah, JBLs.
JBLs.
But Michael Wincott is in it as Ed Gein. Michael Wincott plays Ed Gein, and it's amazing. He looks just like him. It's kind of creepy.
Really?
And he, honestly, like, that's all I wanted the movie to be. So the movie opens with Ed Gein and his brother, I believe, like, in the yard of their house. And it opens like an episode of Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and it like pans over and Alfred talks. But it's just, I just wanted the movie to be Alfred Hitchcock and Ed Gein talking to each other, because he starts imagining Ed Gein talking to him to get him through the making of Psycho. And it was brilliant to me. I loved that. I would have just liked to watch that. And Michael Wincott is terrifying and heartwarming, like back to back. It's a really fine line where it's like, that was really scary, and now he's crying, and you feel for him because he's a person. But he just, like, skinned somebody. And, yeah, it's a really bizarre characterization. Hmm. But Michael Wincott is amazing and looks just like Ed Gein. It's really creepy.
I got to check that out. So, worth seeing in theaters?
Or
Redbox?
I would have paid a theater price to see it. Because it does have some nice cinematic moments, and it's nice to see it on the big screen. Especially the scene where... The scene where the shower scene airs for the first time is really interesting to see on a big screen, because it's like Hitchcock in the lobby listening to the shower scene happening in the room, in the theater. So that's pretty cool. It's got some cool moments. If you like movies, you'll probably like it.
Okay. I got to check it out.
Yeah.
Jenny, are you interested at all in seeing Hugo? I mean, Hugo. Alfred Hitchcock?
Where are you today,
yeah,
dude?
What's going on?
Ugo, totally.
Are you interested?
I was. I don't know anymore. I mean, it sounds okay. I think I can wait, though.
For Redbox?
Yeah. No, I mean, I would probably do, like, video on demand or maybe Netflix or something.
Okay. I hear you.
Or it really, even, like, if someone... I don't know.
I understand waiting to see it because the immediate reaction, as soon as it's over, you just want to watch Psycho. Like you just watch Hitchcock and then you put Psycho in. So
my thing is, I still haven't seen a lot of Hitchcock, so I don't know that it would. I mean, I'd be like, oh, I'm sure I would like that movie if I saw that.
I mean, I think you don't necessarily need to have a background in Hitchcock to know it. Like, if Psycho is the important one, I think if you watch Vertigo, North by Northwest, and Psycho, you'd get, and maybe The Birds, you'd get like 90% of the end jokes.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. I might check it out. All right. What else? What else do you guys see? You saw Silver Lining.
I loved it. I think Jennifer Lawrence is amazing, and Bradley Cooper is probably his best performance. And De Niro was just brought his A game.
Yeah, he brought it. He's back in the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just when I thought he was out, he pulls me back in. So I'm on board with that. I love that movie. I would see it again in theaters, actually. That's how much
I've
liked it.
I've considered doing it recently.
I've thought about it also.
Yeah. I pondered it, but then I'm like, I'm too lazy to get up and go to the theater. So. And I'm really looking forward to Killing Them Softly. So.
Oh, you haven't seen that one yet?
Have you?
I have seen that one.
Okay, tell me.
No.
Is there a lot of stillness?
There's a lot of stillness.
Okay.
I think you will appreciate the stillness. It's not what I was expecting. It's different, not in a bad way.
Is it different like when you went in to see The Assassination of Jesse James? Were you like...
The Assassination of Jesse James, I had a very good idea of what that was based on the trailer.
Okay.
And I feel like whoever cut that trailer did a good job of showing replicating you the movie, like indicating.
You know what happened when I saw that movie? I saw it like a screener, like test.
Mm-hmm.
And I went without knowing anything. I just knew that it was a dude from Chopper, the guy who had written and directed Chopper.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And Brad Pitt was in it, and it was a Western, and I like Western. So I went in, and I saw like a 4.5-hour version of it. And I was like, what the fuck did I just watch? Like, it was pretty crazy. And then I remember, like, it stayed with me, like, for, like, 4 weeks. So I was like, I definitely loved it. But that was nuts. 4.5 hours. But, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't... Killing Me Softly did not affect me as immediately as Assassination of Jesse James did. I was definitely thinking about it, but I don't know. It's just, it's a different movie. It's a very different movie. He's doing a lot of different things. It's not a Western. It's a different genre piece. It's a different dissection of a different genre.
Okay.
Is it more of a noir?
It's like Michael Clayton.
Oh, okay.
It's like the Michael Clayton of thug movies.
Okay. I'm on board. I love Michael Clayton.
Yeah.
I love Michael Clayton.
I really like Michael Clayton too.
You had me in Michael.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's the Michael Clayton of mob movies.
I'm going to go see it. Done. All right. And then, Kevin, anything else?
I saw Life of Pi.
How was that?
Visually amazing. I just didn't connect to the story. I believe at a certain point you're supposed to tear up and cry, and I didn't do that. I'm just like, this is good. It looks great, but I just didn't really get into the whole emotional aspect of the film.
Were you bored?
No, I wasn't bored. Okay. It's entertaining.
All right. Jenny, anything else?
I have been catching up on movies, on old movies that I hadn't seen.
Well, drop it like it's hot. What's going
on? I finally
saw
Scrooged.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And I loved it, of course.
Sweet.
Bill Murray. And I thought it was going to be, isn't it PG-13? It's kind of raunchy, yeah. But is I guess it? It's like 80s, like PG-13.
I think it is PG-13. It was originally going to be a hard R. The original script was much darker.
Oh, yeah, okay. I read that.
Because it's pretty like, oh, it's pretty raunchy for PG-13. But it's 80s, so it's, I guess they're more raunchy back then.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw, that was my first Christmas movie of the year. I did Scrooge. And I also watched, I rewatched Rushmore. Which I hadn't seen in ages. So I rewatched that. I did a whole Bill Murray thing.
Yeah.
And it's, of course, still holds up. But I just hadn't seen it in a while, so.
Yeah. I like when they're doing that play, and they're playing gangsters.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. All right.
It's kind of like a stop button.
That's a good movie. I didn't see anything else. That's it.
That's really bizarre to me that you didn't see anything.
I know. I started filming a short film.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. And so next week I'll catch up on my movie watching experience.
What else? I saw it because I saw a bunch of screeners, I feel like. I finally saw Wreck-It Ralph, which I really liked.
Yes. Do you still have that?
I think so. I'm not entirely sure.
I don't remember. Can I come over and watch it?
That works for me.
Okay.
I think I still have it. I don't know. Savannah's in charge of the screeners. I just watch what she brings over. And I watched... what else did I watch? There was something... Oh, I saw The Collection.
Oh, how was that? You were looking forward to this. Because this is a sequel to The Collector.
Yes. It's not as good as The Collector.
Okay.
I don't feel like many people saw The Collector. No. Have any of you seen The Collector?
No.
I mean, it's... If anything is an actual torture porn, The Collector and The Collection are as close to anything that resembles actual torture porn. I mean, I guess the Hostel movies, but like compared to Saw, because everyone compares The Collector and The Collection to Saw, and The Collector is that character is much more torture porny than Jigsaw is. And then this one, it's just kind of watered down, and it's like a lesser, it's that whole Aliens setup, but to a lesser extent.
Oh, okay.
It was like, you have to go back now.
Ugh. All right.
And there's some interesting things. And Lee Tergensen, I just like watching him.
Are there any boobies?
There are boobies. So
I feel like it's a staple of horror movies. I have to ask, whenever you watch a horror movie, you gotta ask. Because if there's no boobs, then I'm not ever going to, I'm never going to see that movie, you know?
Really?
It's a staple of horror movies.
There are no boobs in The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. You got me there.
What about in The Shining?
The Shining?
Yes.
There are boobs.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Really? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Two sets.
Yep.
They're in one body.
Pretty, one disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And then if you're watching Total Recall, there's one set of three. Interesting. All right. Let's get into what you guys ready? Should we get into the Scream of the Week?
We should, because that's all you.
Let's talk about that. And we have a little intro for that.
No. Mojo. Stop pumping my leg. Look, I got the Netflix Scream of the Week.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Shia LaBeouf coming in, doing our intro. He brought Mojo with him.
Mojo.
All right. So I picked this week, Ugo, or in America, is it known as Hugo. So it's streaming on Netflix. Scorsese's Ugo.
Okay.
Yep.
And if you like movies, you'll love this movie.
Yes.
If you don't, I don't know. I don't know about you.
Wait a minute. I like movies and I don't love this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't like Hugo. Like the person.
Yeah, he doesn't like
Oh, you don't like children in movies, though. That's your thing, though.
I like some children. I like Elliot and E.T.
Okay.
I like the little girl in We Bought a Zoo.
She's pretty funny.
She is.
Hugo as a character, like not the kid playing him, but Hugo as a character,
yeah.
I don't like.
You're like, you whiny bastard?
Yeah. And again, the whole movie.
You're like, I hate
the entire
Oliver
movie could end by one sentence. At the very beginning, say one thing, the movie's over.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Kind of like a waste of my time.
All right. Well, it's still streaming, though. If you haven't seen it, Scorsese. It's a funny romp.
Visually, it's very interesting.
Yeah. All right. What else, guys? You guys want to get into the list? Jenny?
I guess so. Am I going first?
Not sure. Who wants to go first? Kevin, you have five on your list.
Yeah, I'll go first.
Drop it like it's hot.
Okay. I'm going to start it off on a high note. And I'm going to go with a little film from 2006, and it's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he cockblock you here, Adam?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a bad movie, but I enjoy watching it. I've seen it multiple times. I may have been drinking a couple of those times. But
it helps.
It does. And, I mean, it's entertaining.
It's a bad movie, but it's a fun bad movie.
Yes.
And it's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So even at its worst, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is fun to me.
And Arlie Ermey is amazing. Amazing. He's what makes the movie and sells the movie and makes it fun. And he's just great.
What kind of sold this movie for me is the ending. I was like, I can't believe it. I was like, wow, well played. I just wanted to clap. Like, good job. That was an amazing ending to this bizarre, mostly bad movie. But it's, again, not bad where it's unenjoyable. It's bad where, like, well, it's enjoyable.
I had fun.
Bad. Yeah. It's fun bad.
Exactly.
Not shoot me in the face bad. But, yeah, it was not on my list.
I'm surprised. I thought there was going to be some.
I'm glad. I was scared.
You just gave me a weird look, so I suspect there's
that's the beer kicking in.
Trickery afoot. All right, Adam, is your number five?
So my number five, just because I have to do this, because it's number five, is from 2011, and it's Fast Five.
Nice.
Which, for some weird reason, is a prequel. I still don't understand why.
Because it comes before Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, but it's so bizarre. It's like, why does that even? Are they going to come back around and reintroduce the characters from Tokyo Drift? It's such a weird thing. What?
How did you know? No.
Fast Five and Fast and Furious, the fourth one, not The Fast and the Furious, are both prequels to Tokyo Drift, which is really bizarre to me. But I do love Fast Five, and it's just so silly and fun retarded Ocean's 11.
I'm always surprised that you like those movies.
Wait, they're like those movies?
I think he just likes Fast Five.
What do you mean those movies?
No. Well, no, like, because you said those movies, plural. Like, I can tolerate the Fast and the Furious franchise, but I love Fast Five because it is like Ocean's 11's retarded brother. Where they like, it's like the Rupert from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels to the Michael Caine, which is Ocean's 11.
But
my I like thing that is, comparison.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But why? It's just such a weird movie. What did your girlfriend think about this?
Oh, I didn't make her see it. She refused to go. I went to a screening at the Arclight by myself. Yeah, and I sat like way close to the screen because it was sold out because everybody loves.
You're
Fast
like, you're like, I want to hear the engines.
Yeah. Yeah,
in my chest.
I'm just glad I didn't. People kept telling me to go D-Box. I'm like, no, you're I'm like, not gonna do a D-Box. I will never do a D-Box.
What
movie,
about 3D
ever.
For Fast 6?
Oh, it's gonna be in 3D. No, but I don't do 3D.
Oh, you, dude, I almost couldn't. You got excited for like?
No, I was like, no, why is it gonna be in 3D?
You were excited? For
I don't pay to the last.
But you did get excited. You're like, whoa. You're like,
I'm more.
Is it gonna be in 3D?
I'm just excited. I didn't know it was gonna be in 3D. I'm excited to see the next movie, just to see where they go.
I mean, because it's a continuation of those characters, so it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, and what I want to know is this one still gonna be a prequel to Tokyo Drift? Like, it's all building up to Tokyo Drift.
It's like 10 years happen, and then Tokyo Drift happens.
I don't know if you knew this, but Tokyo Drift is a huge part of the Fast and Furious universe, so they wanted to reintroduce that film again. Yeah. So they're going to have a bunch of movies.
They're going to have three more movies about Josh. What's his name? The kid who plays Tokyo Drift kid. Lucas.
The kid.
Lucas Black.
Yeah, Lucas Black.
The kid from Sling Blade.
Yes, yeah. The kid who will only do movies if it has an accent.
Yeah, he's all, I only play Texas.
Yeah,
Texans. Other than that, I don't do anything.
I didn't hate that movie. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've seen every Fast and Furious movie.
I'm right there with you. I enjoy Tokyo Drift, and I love Fast Five.
But yeah, Fast Five is just balls out retarded fun.
All
that would be my poster quote.
What is it?
Balls out retarded fun.
Okay. They should steal that for Fast Six.
Yeah. And just say, Adam says, balls out. And then they blank out retarded because that's a naughty word. You know what I mean?
But balls out is okay.
Balls out is okay. Balls out. A beep.
How about balls out fun tarded?
No. Fun beep.
Yeah, no.
You can't say tard?
They bleep it out. They don't like that word. Remember last week we went on a rant on that word? We went crazy. Yeah.
I don't remember.
All right, Jenny.
All right.
What are you bringing to the table?
My number five is actually a prequel.
Ooh.
So some of mine aren't prequels, really, but I'm gonna share my side of the story.
Okay.
And make you believe it.
You're gonna make a case.
Okay.
You gotta make a case.
That's the word I was trying to figure out. I'm really good at words. My number five is actually a prequel though, and it's 2002's Red Dragon.
That's my number three.
Okay, we're on the same page. Nice. That's my number five.
Nice.
Because did we actually say this on mic that there are very few prequels to actually choose from?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't know that we.
You got to get really creative for prequels.
Oh yeah. I got creative all right.
Yeah.
You said creative, and I went.
You're like,
Little Giants is a prequel to Remember the Titans, right? No, not
yes,
really.
Yes, yes, actually, that is.
That makes complete sense. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Anyway,
I'll give it to you.
All right. Yeah. So, Red Dragon. It's a prequel to Silence of the Lambs. Is Hannibal Rising the prequel? Also a prequel?
Yeah, it's a prequel to the prequel.
Nobody saw Hannibal Rising.
I never saw Hannibal Rising.
I wish I hadn't.
It's not good.
No.
Okay, I've never seen it, but I like Red Dragon.
It's Batman Begins, but with Hannibal Lecter. Well, but with samurai, literally,
really?
It's Batman Begins.
There's samurais.
But with there's samurais in it. His aunt was a samurai who teaches him the way of the samurai. It's so bad.
Oh my god.
They need to become a serial killer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is good that we have a lot of overlap because then it'll be a shorter episode and then we could talk a lot about each movie because we picked it, you know? All right. Red Dragon. When did you see this, Jenny? Like, when in the chronology? Did you see Silence of the Lambs first?
Then
what else had you seen before this?
What are all the ones? Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, Red Dragon and Hannibal Rising. Those are the four, right?
I'm
Manhunter.
Damn you. Spoiled my number four.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So I'll go with my number four, too. Manhunter as well.
Okay. I haven't seen that one.
Manhunter and Red Dragon are the same effing movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
but a different cast?
Yes.
Yep.
So Red Dragon is a remake of Manhunter, which is a prequel to Silence of the Lambs.
Wait, but that...
Okay.
I mean, it's not, though.
No,
because Silence of the Lambs comes out after Manhunter.
Yeah, but technically it's a prequel. Oh, no. Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Prequels come out after the movie.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, fuck. This is confusing as fuck, man.
Well, but see, even then that doesn't work, too, because there are sequels that I have. Like, one of my movies is a sequel, but it's a prequel also.
Yeah.
So it's muddy water that we're getting into here.
Yes. We'll accept it.
We'll accept it.
Yeah, I'm accepting it. I'm just saying that it's not...
No, yeah, it's hard to...
Manhunter isn't technically...
Okay. But it's got
because
what's his face in it?
Yeah, because look, because this is why Manhunter is a prequel. Because Red Dragon is a remake of Manhunter, okay? And Red Dragon is a prequel to Silence of the Lambs.
So he wrote Silence of the Lambs first?
He didn't.
He wrote which one first?
I'm sorry, no, he did write Silence of the Lambs first.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Okay. What just happened?
He wrote Silence of the Lambs first.
Let's
but
write it out.
The movie Manhunter came out before Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
But Silence of the Lambs was written first.
Yes.
Yes.
The okay. book.
All right, no, that's fine. I think we can go with that because the book came first.
Okay.
The book came first. We can go with it. I agree.
Fuck my list. Manhunter's my number five. I'm moving it. My number five is Manhunter.
Okay.
Manhunter.
And it's the same movie as Red Dragon.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But let's talk about the cast. Let's talk about the cast. Wow.
Okay.
That was mind-bottling.
Bottling?
Bottling.
Yeah. Yep, bottling.
You guys haven't seen. You guys aren't fans of Will Ferrell.
My mind is bottled.
Oh, yes.
What is it?
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
From what?
It's mind-bottling. What movie is it from? I don't even know what movie it's from.
Let's just keep going.
Okay.
All right. So, I like this cast, and I also like Manhunter cast. It's really, really interesting. Because in this one, you have Eric Norton. Whoa, we're way up today. Ed Norton playing...
Eric Norton.
He's Ed Norton's weird brother.
Evil twin.
Yeah. So Ed Norton is playing the guy chasing the Red Dragon, you know, and he goes to Hannibal Lecter for help. And in the Manhunter movie, you have William Peterson, the guy from CSI.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who's playing Hannibal Lecter is Brian Cox, the guy from Rushmore, his dad.
Oh, okay.
Not his dad, his
principal.
Principal in Rushmore.
Yeah, okay.
Who plays his dad? Oh, Cassell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... That makes it very interesting, and I like both casting choices. And then in this one, you have Ralph Fiennes playing the Red Dragon, and in Manhunter, you have Tom Noonan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's creepier?
As much as I like Ralph Fiennes, no one is as creepy as Tom Noonan.
Well,
no.
Just the fact that you're like a giant, you know, you're 10 feet tall.
But he just brings something to his characters that just make him creepy.
Hmm? Yeah. Like, if you just watch, like, his scene in, like, Heat, for some reason, like, he just commands your attention for some reason. Have you guys noticed that? Like,
mm-hmm.
You just want to pay. You're like, what does this guy have to say? He's got the plans.
As the bad guy in RoboCop 2?
Yeah. Oh. He was creepy in that. And then he became a robot.
Yes. And then robot Tom Noonan?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
that's Roman. Worse, because he was really tall then.
Do you remember him in The Pledge?
No.
Where he's not even... Okay, well, so mild spoiler alert. He's not even the bad guy, but Jack Nicholson's character thinks he's the bad guy, and he's a perfect red herring because it's Tom Noonan, and he just is really good at playing a bad guy. Like, he's really good at playing, like, good fatherly roles also.
Yeah.
Like, because he can be a very sweet character.
Yeah.
But when he can turn it on, there's something very sinister about him, and he's like a red herring for the bad guy in The Pledge, and he's really creepy just based on Jack Nicholson's character imagining him being the bad guy.
Yeah, yeah.
His performance as Frankenstein's monster is great.
Yes.
In Monster Squad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. He is that. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, he's been around for a long time, and I still love all the stuff he does. I loved House of the Devil. Did you see that, Jenny?
Yes.
House of the Devil, by any chance?
I don't think so.
Oh, you gotta check that out.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Wait, which one's that?
Ty West. They hire a babysitter, but there's no child. They just wanted to, like, watch the house, but there's something sinister going on in the house.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've seen
it. Ooh, gotta watch it. Watch it alone with the lights off.
What's that one that you showed me the first, like, 20 minutes of?
And you said turn it off?
No, we were going to watch something else, but you're like, wait, first we just have to watch the first 20 minutes of this movie.
I don't remember.
It was, like, snowy, and it was foreign.
Snowy.
There's like a car and there's a killer and
House of the Devil.
That's what we're talking about.
No, I'm sorry. The devil.
Oh, that's what I got confused on. I thought it was the same thing. It's not the same.
The devil something. It's a Asian cinema.
Oh, I saw The Devil.
Oh, I saw The Devil. Yes.
Oh, yes.
I haven't seen the whole thing of that. Just the first 20.
That's
minutes.
Awesome.
That movie's
amazing.
Would you
guys back me up on that?
Yes.
I prefer I Saw The Devil to The House of the Devil.
I do as well.
I do too.
They're not related.
If we're
at
picking
all.
Devil movies.
We have to pick
as
one.
As far as movies with devil in the title.
Yeah,
I Saw the Devil.
His amazing.
Ken Russell's The Devils.
Yeah,
and the way down to the bottom of that's is House of the Devil.
What about Devil's Advocate?
I would put that below House of the Devil.
I would put, yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you bastards! You guys aren't fans of Ken Reeves.
I am. Anyways. He's all not right. What kills that for me.
Yeah, right. I hear you. all right, so Red Dragon for you.
Yep.
Manhunter for me. And what's your number five? Kevin,
my number five we already did, but Red Dragon was my number three.
Okay. What'd you do?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Beginning.
So what's number four then?
My number four is from 2011, and it's X-Men First Class.
Oh.
Nice. I was going to put it on my list, but yeah. I figured.
Only because of Fassbender and McAvoy and how awesome they are together.
See, that's one of the ones that it's like technically a new franchise. I mean, a new boot up or whatever.
A reboot.
God, yeah, thank you.
It's a reboot, but it precedes
So it can
everything.
Count.
Yeah.
My number four is X-Men First Class. I'm like, I put it on my list. Where is it on my list? It's four. Great.
Nice.
I totally agree. All the other characters that are in that movie are just filler. I don't need it. They should have all died. All those kids should have died in Magneto's hands. Or Kevin Bacon should have blown them up. But I didn't care for any of them. No, nobody was like, oh, that guy, I care for that guy. It was all about McAvoy and Fassbender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kevin Bacon was good in it, too.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
He was rocking it. Bacon brought it. He brought the bacon. There was a lot of smaller characters that I liked, but none of the Young Mutants I cared for. I like some of the
Beast.
Villains.
The guy who plays Beast.
Yeah, I liked
him.
Beast, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but even Mystique, I wasn't... She was like...
And I
like
Jennifer Lawrence, but I just didn't really feel for her at all in the movie.
Yeah, me neither. I was like, boring. Move it along. Yeah. I did like, what's his name, the shapeshifter, Nightcrawler's dad, Azazel?
Oh,
Azazel. Azazel, yeah. He was really good. I enjoyed him. But then they had that really weird...
That's Nightcrawler's dad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Spoiler alert. Him and Mystique. Get it on.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
Mystique is Nightcrawler's mom?
This just blew your mind away right now.
Well, see, but okay, it's, but you're okay, going based on comic lore because Mystique is also supposed to be Rogue's mom.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
everything
with
is
who?
Thrown out the window.
Who's her?
I don't
who's Rogue's
who
dad?
I forget who Rogue's
who her dad is.
Yeah.
Rogue is Mystique's kid. Too?
Okay,
she's
so
just having kids.
We're
going to
take
right.
a little
a deadbeat mom.
We're taking our little our comics podcast diversion out of the movie podcast. So in the comics, Mystique is Rogue's mom, and Rogue steals her power from Jean Grey, who was originally Marvel Girl.
Yep. Yeah, I knew that.
So it's all messed up.
Yeah.
It's all messed up.
Ugh, I love it. It's such a soap.
Everybody's doing it with everybody. And
if I was to ever read a comic, I think I would love to read X-Men.
X-Men.
Yeah.
Because
that's
a
good
big
one.
Soap opera. You should watch
it's
the old cartoon.
It's a big soap opera.
Yes, watch the cartoon that's on Netflix, the X-Men animated series.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so good.
Oh, I did start reading the Walking Dead graphic novel.
Nice.
Finally.
You know what I hate about the X-Men animated series is that the first episode is about fucking Jubilee, man. I fucking hate her. Dude.
It is.
Why couldn't a Sentinel just step on her or something and kill her? I don't like her. all right. Another X-Men child I don't like. So that's my number four as well. So, Adam, what is your number four?
All right. My number four... Let's see how I want to play this. There are movies I feel like are going to pop up on this list anyway. What do I want to do here? I don't know.
Do it. Just pull the trigger on one of these.
All right. So my number four, I'm going to do 2004's Ginger Snaps Back, The Beginning.
Oh, yes. I've never seen any of the Ginger Snaps.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to watch them.
They're so good.
Yeah.
All of them. I love all of them.
Should I be eating gingerbread? Well,
Ginger Snaps.
Ginger Snaps. Sorry.
You should be eating Ginger
Snaps.
Which
is anything with ginger, period.
No, Ginger
Snaps.
No,
just Ginger Snaps. Yeah, that's...
yeah. Preferably the homemade Ginger Snaps, though.
So talk to me about Ginger Snaps.
Okay, so Ginger Snaps Back, The Beginning. Is a prequel that the first one starts off in like present day suburbia, and the second one is shortly after that, and then this one goes all the way back to like the 1800s,
yeah,
or no, the 1700s, when like the pilgrims have arrived in America, or in Canada in this case, and so it's about this fort in the middle of the Canadian wilderness, and these two girls are being sent there to make a new life in America, and then one of them gets bit by a wolf, and the whole fort is in the midst of this conspiracy theory about the wolves and the Native Americans and trying to figure out what's going on. And it's just, it's really fun. And it's werewolves in olden times. So you've got crazy stuff going on. It's a lot like, if you like Brotherhood of the Wolf, I think you could probably enjoy Ginger Snaps.
I agree. Yeah, I like that.
You know what Brotherhood of the Wolf has?
Karate.
Monica Bellucci.
It's got that too. And Vincent Cassell.
Yes.
Yep.
And what's his name from...
Vincent Cassell's creepy in that movie.
The Crow Stairway to Heaven TV series.
Oh, yeah. The martial arts dude.
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
Yeah. Isn't he also...
Tom Noon.
Tom Noon, yeah.
I wonder what his name is. But all right. So, but I should watch first Ginger Snaps. If I want to get into Ginger Snaps...
Start off with Ginger Snaps. You watch them in order, because they're all great. And they're very different movies. But they're really smart. And there aren't that many really good werewolf movies.
It's true.
And all three of the Ginger Snaps movies are good. And as far as I'm concerned. Okay.
Because Wolfman left a nasty taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
And I hear there's going to be a sequel directed to DVD, which is...
I've seen that too.
Yeah, just go watch the Ginger Snap series.
Ginger Snap. All right. Jenny, number four.
All right. My number four is my first cheat.
Okay.
And it's 1988's The Land Before Time, because it's a prequel to life in general.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a prequel to everything.
I've never seen Life in General. Who's in that?
Everyone.
There's
you.
Oh,
that
one person.
Wait, no. Right, that's creative. No, but you mean the other Adam Scott, though, right?
Right,
the one
that's
in Parks and Rec. He's
the other one. He
plays me.
Yeah, totally.
That's very interesting. That
I like that. It's very creative.
I had to.
You went really creative, but all right, I'll accept it.
And you went with Land Before Time, which is a childhood favorite of mine.
It's fantastic. It's a great movie.
About another person who's a bitch. Fucking Sarah.
Wait, what?
No, I agree
with
that.
When were we talking about someone who was a bitch?
Another person that's a bitch.
Well, just in general. I was talking about that all day. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
It just bled into the podcast. But yeah, Sarah, I fucking hate Sarah.
I did too.
I hope, I was like, let's get a T-Rex in this and let's have her eat her.
It's all about Ducky.
Yeah,
Ducky's
pretty cool.
Ducky.
What's the name of the dumb dinosaur?
Spike.
Spike. Yeah, he's all right. He's, you know, he doesn't know better. He's dumb. But Sarah, that B, I hate her, man.
I like it when you censor yourself.
Yeah.
F that B.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of her. Is there anybody who really famous doing the voices of them or no? No.
I don't think anyone.
I had...
Diana Ross.
Is she Sarah?
No.
She's not Sarah.
That would explain a lot. all right. We'll accept it, because you know.
Because why?
It's a hard list. Why not?
It's hard.
And this score is just something I can just listen to.
It's a prequel to Jurassic Park.
Okay, there you go.
There we go.
Okay.
It's a prequel to 20 other Land Before Time movies.
Yes, that too.
Yeah. All right, where am I at? My number four was X-Men First Class, so it's to you, Kevin.
My number three was Red Dragon.
Oh.
You guys are making this really difficult.
Back to you, Adam.
Damn it.
Just pick one.
Okay, so my number three, then, is going to be from 2009, and it's Star Trek.
Ah.
Nice.
Okay.
Me too.
That's me too. That's my number. I was my number two, but I'll change it. I'll change it so it's my number three.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we're in the same boat.
Already?
I will too.
Sounds good.
Let's talk about Star Trek. People will say, no.
It's a reboot.
Yeah.
But it
is a prequel.
It precedes everything that happened in the series.
Okay.
So it is a reboot and a prequel.
I feel like we're going to.
And a sequel.
We're going to anger
all
a lot of people right now. So, okay. So let's talk about everybody here. Who's like a Trekker here? Anybody?
Trekkie. That's what they're called.
So
not a Trekker.
really?
Trekkie. Yeah.
I don't know.
I have seen a lot of Next Generation.
None of us are whatever it is enough to know what the proper term is.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I used to say Trekkie, but then someone corrected me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't know. I may be wrong.
Well, because the documentary is called Trekkies, but I don't. Some Trek, whatever the appropriate
term.
Yeah. Trekkite.
Yes.
Trekkite.
Yeah.
Those mother trekkers.
Yeah.
They're swearing at us right now because we're not getting it right.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm not. Before this, the only movie I'd seen was The Wrath of Khan.
Me too.
That's it. That's all I'd seen.
All the movies.
Is that the one with the whales?
That's the Voyager.
That's
Voyager.
Damn, that's the one I've seen. Never mind.
So I had seen some of the other ones, the movies, but it was just, it was I was really young and I don't remember them. But I, as an adult, I've seen Wrath of Khan many, many times.
Yeah,
I really like it.
My parents were both really into the Star Trek show, and so they would watch it. And I was a kid, and it was on the background, you know. But I never paid attention.
Yeah.
So I know the characters' names, and I know like the gist of it.
You're like, I know about C-3PO.
It's Enterprise, and C-3PO, and Yoda comes around once.
And there's like a little
now green. They're really yelling.
Yeah.
No.
But I'll tell you what. This is what this movie did for me. It made me interested in going back to see.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah. So, I'm actually really interested in starting the series.
Me too.
And
from the
getting
beginning.
Into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am too. Like, so I'm on board with you. We should do that.
Yeah.
But see, a lot of people like were like, oh, if you're a true fan, you don't miss movies. But
because I'm like, of something specific that J.J. Abrams said he wanted to do.
Yes.
He wanted to make it more like Star Wars.
Yes.
Sorry, but it worked very well for me.
Did,
and I've
yeah.
seen I'd seen all the other movies up to that point.
Yeah.
The original cast and the Next Generation cast movies. Well, I still haven't seen, whatchamacallit, Insurrection or Nemesis because I just couldn't be bothered to see either of those movies. I've seen the beginning of Insurrection.
All those movies. Now you're reminding me. Yes, I did see a bunch of those movies with the Next Generation cast.
I was a big fan.
Yes.
That's what got me into it. I was a big fan of the Next Generation ish, like the show. And then the Next Generation movies I loved.
I did
like,
see First Contact.
First Contact is amazing.
Yeah. It's amazing. When I was just young enough to look past how silly Generations is.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever, it's fine. Now I'm like, it's kind of silly.
Yeah.
But at the time, I thought it was just cool to see Picard and Kirk together.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, but that's what I say about this movie, the 2009 Star Trek, that it definitely made me interested, and it made a lot of people interested in like just kind of checking out the original stuff and kind of being like, well, I want to know more about these people. You know what I mean? Because literally, like, I knew Wrath of Khan, and I didn't really know anything else. Like, so it was really good to see, like, okay, this is how this person links up to this show and, you know, relationships. But I love the cast. I like Chris Pine. I like everybody in it. Jeremy Sisto. Jeremy Sisto. No, that's not Jeremy Sisto.
Yeah, Jeremy Sisto was not in this.
Zachary Quinto.
As Spock.
Yeah.
Zachary Quinto is a very good Spock. But I don't think anyone, like, they're all good, but the best, cream of the crop, I think we can all agree, Carl Urban as Bones.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is amazing.
Yeah. I also dug Eric Bana as the villain.
He is a good villain.
He is a good villain.
And, like, I like that he wasn't really advertised as, like, you know, they were like, eh, Eric Bana's in this, I guess. And Clifton Collins Jr. was really good.
Mm-hmm.
He was really creepy Romulan.
Yeah. So I love this movie. It's really fun. It's enough, like, you know, it's enough people talking just, you know, on the bridge, and there's enough of the action to me. Oh, and another person I love is Scotty.
Oh, yeah. Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Which is the guy who plays the Russian.
Chekhov?
Anton Yelchin.
Anton Yelchin. He's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they're all good. Bruce Greenwood is good.
Yes.
Okay. Only problem, and he's not bad, it's just because they don't like him. Tyler Perry's in
there. Yes.
Yep. Worst part of the movie.
I almost turned it off.
I
and I was in theaters. I was like, I can't turn this off.
Yeah, he's like the leader of the.
He's like in that courtroom or something. In that courtroom.
Yeah, he's like the head of the tribunal.
Yeah,
that's really the only low point of this movie for me.
Yes, me too. I'm like, if I could fast forward this, I would, but I'm in theater and I can't. But I look for the remote. But yeah, I love this movie. It's fun, and it also kind of it is a prequel because it's what happened before.
Mm-hmm.
But then they can go off and make their own universe because of the whole time travel thing. I loved it. And
can't wait
that's,
for Star Trek.
That's why I love this too, because there's time travel.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And it worked.
I think
well.
I had it as an honorable mention on my time travel list.
Yeah. Yeah. So we all agree. We love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Great movie.
And it's the new one's coming out soon.
Yes.
And
they
Benedict
just released
Cumberbatch.
The picture.
Yes. Villain.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Exciting.
Yes. Another Brit kicking ass.
Yeah,
Kevin, what is your number? Was that your number three as well?
That was my number.
No, I didn't have it on list because I figured
that was your number four.
Wait.
Number three.
So you're
Kevin's
number two.
My number two is from 2011, and it's Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
That's my. I'll put it as my number two.
It's Jenny's number two now.
Yeah. I cheated with my number two, but I still love this movie a lot. I'm a big fan of Planet of the Apes, the original of the Charlton Heston. Not too much of the sequels. They kind of get really weird for
they
me.
They do, but they're fun.
They're fun, but not. They don't hit me as much as Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah.
Planet of the Apes, it's like, I feel like Planet of the Apes sequels, you got to be really committed to like accepting a lot of things. Whereas Planet of the Apes is just a fun. I'm a huge Twilight Zone person. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's just a really long Twilight Zone episode. That's amazing. It's actually written by Rod Serling. So I love that movie. And I love this one, which is The Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
The digital work that they did and with Andy Serkis's acting just were terrific. Yeah. I mean, you just see so much emotion. In Caesar's eyes.
And I love that it wasn't about James Franco. Because easily, like, this was right after 127 Hours, I think.
It was. Right.
So they could have made a big deal, like, hey, there's Oscar-nominated actors in it. But it was all about Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about it. I think James Franco didn't have, like, that huge, like, font on the poster. It was just, it was probably.
I think it was just Rise of the Planet of the Apes with Caesar's face.
So, big fan of this. I actually don't mind Franco in this. He's awesome.
He's great. John Lithgow's great.
That's what surprised me. Like, what's John Lithgow doing in this?
Yeah, he was really good. I forgot.
Tyler Labine or Rabine?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I love him.
Tyler Labine.
Yeah.
Frida Pinto, I think, is the weakest part of the movie.
Yeah.
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 But it's a lot of fun. It's really entertaining, and it's just a great setup to where they may be going with the other movies.
Yeah, and also. I heard a commentary with the writers and how a lot of the things they went back and fixed, like the Icarus and stuff like that, they added that, but some of the stuff was accidental, like just some weird things that they wrote in. They're like, oh, that totally fits in, like weird numbers and stuff like that. That totally was a coincidence. But I like how, if you're a fan of the Planet of the Apes, you see, if you go back and watch it, you're like, oh, the window looks like the sign. The window that Caesar looks out of looks like the sign in Planet of the Apes, and it's a lot of cool stuff. So, Jenny, you like this movie?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Have you seen Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're like the Tim Burton one? Yeah.
Love
it.
Fantastic.
I feel like that's what angers me about Tim Burton. I can't get over that.
I feel like
I was touched, and you can't untouch me. Tim Burton.
Ew.
Yeah.
show me on the iPad with a bad man touched you.
I'm serious. That left a bad taste in my mouth where I'm just like hating on him.
Because he touched you?
Yeah. With Planet of the Apes.
He touched you in your mouth.
Yeah. And there's nothing he can do unless he did another like biopic like Edward.
This is reminding me, Savannah was giving me shit because I kept laughing at all the duty jokes in Wreck-It Ralph. And she kept saying, you're almost 30. I'm like, I know, but it's funny. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. It is, though.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Andy Serkis, that's the reason why we're doing prequels.
Yeah.
It's because of The Hobbit.
Yes.
Yes.
We have two Hobbit
haters
and two Hobbit. Team Hobbit and Team Stupid.
Wow.
Whoa.
Who's Team Hobbit?
Me and Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh. Is it me or just you just don't give a fuck?
I don't care.
I really
don't care. I hope you guys get to see it in 48 frames per second and it looks as terrible as everyone's saying that it looks.
Okay.
That's the only thing that scares me because I'm excited about the story, but I'm worried about how it's going to look.
I'm going to go see this movie. In IMAX. I'll tell you why. Because another movie on this list, fucking Star Trek. They're showing the first 10 minutes of Star Trek. I'm going
to
go see it.
That's the only reason I would go see it on IMAX.
Honestly,
as far as like having to watch the movie, I'm just hoping the screener comes sometime soon so I don't have to go out of my house.
Yeah. And even that, I watch in like three parts. Because it's going to be like a 3-hour movie. And every time I see the ads...
Is it really that long?
It is. I was looking at midnight shows. And they show the time, and it's 3 hours.
How?
Yeah.
It's like 2:50, I think.
And there's a lot of walking.
Peter Jackson is now incapable of making a movie shorter than 3 hours.
Yeah. Jesus. He's like, they can walk for a little more.
Let's stretch it out.
Yeah.
Let's go the long way.
Let's see.
don't tell him where the shortcuts are.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not looking for this movie. It just, I don't care.
I'm right. I really don't care at all. Like, all these trailers where they're singing, I'm like, oh, the singing.
We have a friend who really likes Lord of the Rings, And he's like, the cinematography is amazing. I'm like, nah, not really.
Yeah. I can go along with the cinematography, the real cinematography.
Yeah.
Like, that looks pretty, but I don't think the CG, I don't know how many times I can say I don't think the CG in the Lord of the Rings aged well. So hopefully it looks good now, this new CG.
Yeah.
But again, I've just been talking shit about CG most of the year, so I don't foresee it looking that great.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, the 48 frames per second, I guess, is supposed to sell it, but I'm not going to go out of my way to find a theater projecting 48 frames per second.
True motion, you mean?
Yeah.
All right. Jenny, your counter-argument. Why do you love this movie so much? Which is why we're talking about this episode.
Because they just have this awesome walk.
Jenny's you're really like, into walking.
Like, I look, love walking.
They don't wear shoes. They have huge feet.
I didn't read any of the books. I'm not a reader. But I loved the movies when they came out. I went and saw them the weekend that they came out. And it was just... it was exactly what I wanted. It was the perfect... I was the perfect age for it when it came out. And I'm just... I was hooked. And that's kind of where I am now. I just have to go see it. Because I love those three so much.
Didn't you name your cat after...
Yes. My cat's name is... My parents' cat, actually. I named him Pippin. And he's a ginger. Pippin's my favorite. I love Pippin and Mary. Pippin and Mary are my two favorites.
Pippin the ginger of Atlanta. You shall not pass.
I don't care about... when I saw the movies, once I got... Because this is the thing. I saw the first one, I'm like, okay, that was not fun. And then the second one came out, and everyone's like, oh my God, it's even better. And I'm like, wow, that was even more boring than the first one. And the third one came out, and I'm like, this is just full of action, man. You got to go see this. It's amazing.
And it was Ted Levine telling you to go see it.
And he's like, you got to go see this record. and so I go see this. And I'm like, fuck, when are they going to kill fucking Frodo, man? I want this dude to die because I'm tired of him.
Yeah, Frodo became a little whiny near the end. But I liked everyone else so much that they completely canceled out Frodo's whiny. But
I mean, plus Sam in the last one. I mean, he was great.
I guess so. I'm not a fan, though.
And I love Ian McKellen.
Ian McLean?
That guy.
John McClane.
John McClane.
This was the one where I wasn't waiting. Like, I was the guy who showed up just as the movie was letting in, like, while I let my friends wait. And I'm like, you guys go ahead. I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
I wasn't old enough to do midnight showings yet. So I had to go see it the next day, Saturday, like afternoon.
I'm not proud of the fact that I went to midnight showings.
Yeah.
No.
You know what? This is the thing, though. I don't ever like telling people not to go see a movie. So, hey, if you want to see this and you haven't seen any Lord of the Rings and you're barely getting
the
to movies,
the only thing that I'm not looking forward to, because I haven't read The Hobbit, so I don't know anything. I mean, I kind of understand what the story is going to be about. And I love Martin Freeman, but the only thing I don't like is that everyone else that I love from the other three movies is not even going to be in it. Everyone else. None of them are going to... I mean, they might, like... Maybe they'll be, I don't know, maybe in the third one of The Hobbit, they'll be at the end or something.
But
that's the only problem.
You'll learn
that
to
I
love
with
these
it.
Characters.
I will.
Right?
Well, except they all have the same fucking name. Did you hear the trailer? Yui, Dewey, Louie, Bowie,
Huey. All those like, dwarves. What? I'm just like, I'm so not into this at all.
Why do you have so many?
I'm
already confused.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I'm out.
I don't care.
Maybe we'll hang out and watch. House of the Devil and all the Devil movies.
Oh, I'm going to go see Les Mis.
Oh, okay.
Ugh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ready for that.
All right.
And Django. But you.
I'm going to see it Tuesday. All right. So let's move on to the next pick. Where are we at?
What number we're on.
Where are we at?
It's your number two.
Jesus Christ. I feel like every time I turn around, it's my turn again.
Yeah.
My number two is from 1984, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
That's my number one.
You son of a
Really? Well, that's what you get for all this other overlapping and kept making it my turn.
Yeah.
Nice.
Temple of Doom is a prequel?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it takes place like the year before what happens in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Which, I mean, at first glance, it kind of seems like it's for no apparent reason. It's like, why does it have to be the year before? But I think it's because they wanted to avoid involvement with the Nazis this time. They wanted, like, all right, well, let's just step back and so we don't have to deal with the Nazis at all.
Yeah.
Well, because Lucas wanted to do, like, that whole style of picture.
He wanted to do the darker, more occulty
sort
of serial story, which I really love.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have shit on this movie, but I love this movie.
Yeah. I mean, the whole trilogy is
depending on what my mood is, sometimes this is my favorite one, but sometimes Last Crusade is. I'm not gonna lie.
As a kid, this was my favorite.
Yeah, it was.
Indiana. I actually don't think I watched any of the other ones for a while. It was just Temple of Doom, Temple of Doom.
This was the only one I had. I had to rent Raiders, and I would borrow Last Crusade from my uncle all the time. But I only owned Temple of Doom, and I watched it all the time, and I loved it. And then there was a period of time where it wasn't cool to say that that was your favorite.
Yeah, like people would give you weird looks.
Yeah.
What?
They would.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why? Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're not a fan then.
Just because of how different it is. It's Indiana Jones, but it is very different from the other two. Yeah. I'm not even talking about that abortion that came out a few years ago.
Yeah.
But as far as...
I don't know what you're talking about.
As far as the other two, it stands on its own. Own thing.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and I don't have a problem with Short Round.
No. I think
I think that's Willy.
That was my key. That was why I loved it so much, because I could be the kid. I mean, like, you put yourself in the kid's like shoes. Like, oh, that I could hang out with Indy and be his driver and wear those stilts.
Every kid
who
saw that movie wanted to be Short Round.
Yeah,
yep.
And
he was a minority, so I was like, oh, that could be me.
Yes.
He likes, you know.
And Indy's saving all the Indian children.
I know.
Some of them were darker than me.
Yeah. he loves people of every color.
He's down.
Yeah.
And then you have possessed Indy, who gets really scary.
Possessed
and creepy.
Indy. Yeah. Like great. The whole supernatural element is awesome.
And then you had what's your name?
Kalima.
Dude, he's creepy, man.
I'm Namsha.
One time I started doing that to my cousin, and he freaked that shit. He freaked out.
That's the other.
And like, I'm just doing the Indiana Jones thing.
Terrifying younger relatives. Yeah. I would always just walk up to my brother, Kalima, holding up my hand to his heart, and he'd just start crying.
He's like, no, no, no.
You bring back the Shiva Linga. I love it. It's so good.
I mean, the bridge scene when Short Round is like, you better hold on, lady.
When we go for a ride.
Yeah, we go for a ride. I love it so much.
Yeah. What happened to Short Round? Got to heroin or something?
I don't think so. I mean, I remember seeing him in interview stuff like recently. He looks about the same.
All right. Just a little taller.
A little.
Yeah.
Very little. Little.
I think he grew like 2 inches.
This is interesting because I didn't know this was a prequel, but I'm on board. I love this. Good picks, guys. Both of your number twos?
My number two, his number one.
Okay. Yeah. Jenny? You don't know what your number two is, do you?
I'm going to put Rise of the Planet of the Apes as my number one instead.
Okay.
Because my number two, I moved all the way from my third, and I just don't want it to be my number one.
Okay.
Because it's my other cheat. And it's technically a musical and also a book, but there's a movie out that it's a prequel to.
Okay. There's a movie
and
out
it's going to be a movie soon.
All
and
right.
It's not soon. It's just in the talks.
At some point,
it's going.
This could be a movie.
This could be a prequel.
Which I think it's going to be a movie.
Okay. Yep.
Wicked. It's my number two.
Wow. That's you're reaching, but I'll give it to you because this is a hard list.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have done Dumber and Dumberer.
Because that's a nice piece of art, though.
Yeah. That's my number six.
I didn't do that one, but it's on my list of 10. Anyways. Yeah. So Wicked.
Dumber.
I have heard that they're planning on making a movie for a while now. So, I mean, that.
The Wicked movie?
One point,
it will be one.
What is Wicked, by the way? I don't know what's going on.
It's like the story
of how she became evil.
Yeah.
The Wicked Witch.
You're mad. but what's up with Oz? So Oz is.
That's what I want to know. So does Wicked work with.
The Wicked Oz would have had to taken place before Oz.
Okay.
It would have because they're in college.
But in Oz the Great and Powerful, she doesn't look green until halfway.
Right.
Like, I don't think she gets turned green until into the movie.
Okay, well,
but then what's... Okay, in Oz the Powerful, the trailer, there's an evil thing that they're trying to defeat, and they call it the Evil Witch.
Right. I feel
so
like
that's not...
In the movie Oz the Great and Powerful,
they
do something that turns her green.
Yeah.
But I thought the whole reason that they need him there is to defeat...
That's
the
what they're
witch.
Saying in the trailer. That's
yeah.
What it seems like
that's why they need him.
Okay.
And
right.
So she's already there.
Right.
But
when they defeat her, that turns her green somehow. Or like somehow in the conflict because he's not really
a
wizard.
The shooter with gamma rays probably.
Or
this,
maybe
this
she's
is just
a
my
maybe,
entire guessing
oh, yeah.
based on just the visuals from the trailer. And
I
what
know,
I know about
I can't
Oz
figure
the character.
It out. I don't know.
Okay.
Oz is not a real magician. So he tries to save the day and he fucks up.
And dyes
and
her green.
Somehow it just pisses her off more and turns her green. That's what it looks like from the trailer to me. So... I don't understand how that works with Wicked, so I feel like they're going to be very
maybe.
Separate.
Okay, let me tell you. Maybe. Let me tell you what Kevin and I heard at Comic-Con. Sam Raimi talked about how Oz, the Great and Powerful, has nothing. I mean, it's not a sequel or anything to Wizard of Oz because they couldn't. Wizard of Oz is a prequel because Wizard of Oz is owned by a different company. So basically, what they did is they have Oz, the Great and Powerful, has the rights to the books, but not to the movie Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
So they couldn't do anything related to. They couldn't do the shoes. They couldn't do any of that stuff, like any like Toto, or they can't do anything related to the movie because they only have access to the books.
Okay.
So it's a totally different thing. So if they do Wicked, it's going to be strictly related to Wizard of Oz and have nothing at all to do with Oz, Great and Powerful, because it's a different.
Well, I don't even know how much it will have to deal with the Wizard of Oz. It's going to be based around the book and the musical Wicked.
Yeah. I'm confused about this Wicked thing. I don't like Wizard of Oz. I'm not gonna
see, the thing about Oz the Great and Powerful is it's not based off of one singular story. Yeah. They just took a bunch of stories of Oz out of all the books and made a screenplay out of it.
Yeah. Okay. So, and that sounds like what they did with Return to Oz, and that didn't do too well either. So that doesn't bode well for Oz the Great and Powerful.
No.
Just saying.
Yeah.
And I love Return to Oz, but yeah.
Yeah.
So Wicked is about how Elphaba and Glinda become roommates in college, and Elphaba is a loser who, you know, can't. She's green. She was turned green when she was a baby, or she came out green. Her mom was a drunk, and she came out green, or something along those lines. I think something along those lines.
Maybe her dad's a Hulk.
And so she became nobody liked her growing up. She's different, and Glinda is perfect and popular, and everyone loves her. They become roommates, and everything goes wrong for Elphaba, and everything goes right for Glinda, and so that's how they pretty much become
enemies.
It's
enemies,
like an origin story for for
it's like
the Wicked
Witch in First Class,
because she goes into it really quiet and like scared and sad, and then she becomes this evil person.
Was Elphaba experimented by the Nazis? Could this have made her angry?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's how I'm going to go into the movie.
That's
thinking.
The one.
So the whole time you're watching it, just
Kevin Bacon
think,
was fucking with her head and stuff.
Just think Professor X and Magneto the whole time you're watching.
Yep.
Done. All right. Well, you cheated far enough. I'll let
I
it
cheated.
Go.
Cheated far enough.
Cheated far enough.
Yeah.
I cheated a lot.
Yeah,
sorry.
Cheated a lot. Okay.
You said be creative.
Be creative. Okay. So
I mean, I really think that's the only one you really cheated on.
Yeah.
Land Before Time was actually very creative.
Yeah. All right. to my creative one, because this one's going to get really creative for me. Okay. My number two is Back to the Future Part 2. Yeah.
I mean, I can't say anything because I did have that thought, but I mean, I immediately dismissed it.
I didn't. I let that thought.
You let it fester?
Become a parasite in my
head. You let it take root?
Yeah. Because they explain what happens, you know, before Back to the Future, kind of.
What?
Yeah, well, technically, when? Okay. It explains what the events that led to Back to the Future, you know, like the almanac and all that stuff. No, you're not following me?
But that's a different... Well, that's a different... I mean,
timeline?
It's a prequel. Yeah, it's,
yeah,
I mean,
it's a different
it
timeline.
It creates... It makes
alternate
itself
timeline?
A prequel.
Yeah.
Like, within the quantum physics of time travel, I can understand how it is... it's like the Ouroboros creating itself constantly and eating itself constantly, where it does become a sequel, but it's like this weird just... endless circle.
Yes.
So it works.
We could discuss this all day, but
I'd rather not.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't.
My brain would start leaking out of my ear.
I know, mine too.
I understand what you're going for.
But technically, Back to the Future 3 is also a prequel.
Because they go further back in time?
Yes. Back in time. Yeah, so...
Well, we get to learn more about Marty's like great-great-great-great-grandparents. Yeah. So we get to learn more about his family.
Had a short temper.
So do Back to the Future 3.
All right, Back to the Future 3. There you go. Back to the Future 3 will be in my number 2.
I mean, they both work for me.
Yeah. I mean, you just can't really dig or you'll
I mean,
you'll
you could
go
just
cross-eyed.
Argue that the second half of Back to the Future is a prequel to the first half of Back to the Future.
Technically, yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
You can't really argue with... Basically, every time travel movie is a prequel to itself.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
If they go back.
Terminator is a prequel to itself. So the first two minutes of the movie...
Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Totally.
What?
Anything with time
Stop
travel.
Trying to make my brain leak out of my ear.
All right, I cheated because there's not a lot of good prequels. So
I'm really well. I mean, I guess because we've used it before.
Yeah.
Is it my turn again already? Since we already
did number one. Yeah. Because
you already did my number one. Recap though.
Okay, so my recap was number 5 was Texas Chainsaw Massacre: The Beginning. 4 was X-Men First Class. 3 was Red Dragon. 2 was Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And my number 1 was Temple of Doom.
My number 5 was Fast 5. My number 4 was Ginger Snaps Back: The Beginning. My number 3 was Star Trek. My number 2 was Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And my number 1 is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Mm.
Nice.
Nobody did Godfather Part 2.
Yeah, well, I was going to talk about that.
Great for ruining my number one.
Oh, I thought you already did your number one.
No.
No, he
I go last.
I figured he probably would.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad that...
Okay, good.
I'm glad that you put that on your list because I feel bad about leaving it off.
Yeah. No, it's on my list.
Someone's got
to
put it.
Yeah, in my clamor to put Fast 5 as number 5 and also include Ginger Snaps Back, I kind of gave Godfather Part 2 the shaft.
Yeah.
But anyway, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly... I'm sure it's been on.
It's been on a bunch of my lists.
Two lists.
Yeah.
Well, I know I had it on my Western list. I'm pretty sure.
And it's one of those movies where when you're young and you realize you get to the point like, oh shit, it's a prequel. Like, oh, it just kind of blows your mind.
Prequel to what? Did you just mention that?
No. And when you realize that it's a prequel to Fistful of Dollars, or a few dollars more, and the way that they're connected, it's like, oh shit. And I feel like it was the first movie. Especially for someone who didn't know the Temple of Doom was a prequel. It's the first movie where you're like, oh, it's like before those other two movies.
You're like, oh,
and
that makes sense.
I love the slow accumulation of the outfit that he's wearing in Fistful of Dollars and For a Few Dollars More throughout The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Mm-hmm. So while you were watching, the first time you were watching The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, you didn't know it was going to be a prequel? And
yeah,
you figured it out in the middle of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
As he's... As he's
so
like
you thought it was just like after Fistful of Dollars because it's the same people names.
Well, I didn't even necessarily know that because you never
you
really know his
think
name.
Because
in this, they're calling him
Blondie.
They call him Blondie all the time.
Oh, okay.
And then in Fistful of Dollars, they call him Joe. And I don't know I don't remember what they call him in For a Few Dollars.
Oh, more. Okay. So you didn't even know they were related.
Yeah,
at
I had
all.
No idea. But I was really young because this is one of those movies with I feel like it's a requirement that as a boy you have to watch it with your dad at some point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so. However young I was watching this movie and then slowly realizing as he's accumulated, the outfit is what keeps me. I was like, oh, he's putting the outfit together. And they're like, ah, now it all makes sense.
Yep.
That's
and I just
cool.
got this box set for my birthday, which was awesome.
A Blu-ray?
Yes.
Ooh.
Nice.
I'm jealous now.
I was very happy to get that. But yeah, love this movie. Always a fun movie to talk about.
Yeah.
I actually saw this before Fistful of Dollars and A Few Dollars More.
That I feel like that
a lot of
happens.
People happens to a lot of people. Yeah, yeah. I
if you what would you recommend? If I have never seen any of them, so if I was to go into it right now, would you recommend me seeing Fistful of Dollars and then The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, or just see them in order?
See them in order. As
what you
when,
should
as
really
released.
Do is start off with Last Man Standing.
Yes,
the Bruce Willis movie.
Oh yes,
and then treat the other ones as a prequel.
Then Yojimbo.
Yes.
Then you watch the sci-fi version with Rutger Hauer and the robots.
Oh wow!
Then you watch Fistful of Dollars.
They're all remakes of each other. Jen.
Yeah,
okay.
It's all the same.
Yeah,
you guys are cracking yourselves up over there.
We are.
So I would watch. To be honest, I would watch. You could watch. Any combination of they'll work, to be honest.
Yeah.
They stand on their own and they're not...
They do stand on their own.
Yeah.
I feel like either start with Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I mean, if you just want to get to the what most people probably consider the best of the three, start with that. But if you want to see them in order, I just don't start with For a Few Dollars More.
No.
Okay.
So either start with Fistful of Dollars or start with Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, but not For a Few Dollars More. I love the For a Few Dollars More, but I feel like that's the one where it's just like, well, what... It kind of throws you into it more than the other two.
Yeah,
do.
Yeah. But they're all
amazing, they're all very
fun,
good
and they're great. And actually, it'd be fun if you watched them on the big screen because the cinematography is pretty amazing.
They did. They did in LA for a while. They would do spaghetti and a western at the Italian Cultural Center.
Ooh,
you could get spaghetti and they'd do a projection of it.
That's cute.
It was
pretty
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah,
sounds
really
like
cool.
A good winning combination there. But yeah, all right.
Nice.
That is your number one.
That
I
is
like
my
it.
Number
I'm
one.
Glad you put it on there because I've used. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly a couple times. Jenny, you've gone, right? Because your number one was Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
You want to read your recap?
Okay.
Numero cinco.
So my number five was Red Dragon, four The Land Before Time, three Star Trek, two Wicked, and one Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Very cool, very cool. All right, my recap is my number five is Red Dragon, number four or Manhunter. I could do either. Four X-Men First Class, three Star Trek, two Back to the Future Part Three, two. And my number one, yeah, my number one, The Godfather Part Two.
Nice.
I love this movie a lot. I could never pick between The Godfather and this one. You can't make me pick. Even if they had a gun to my head, I'd be like, shoot me. I can't pick, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. Just take me out. I'll take both. I've just recently rewatched both of them. I think, didn't they do this as a TV movie where they put them in chronological order?
Yes.
Yeah. The Godfather Saga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you guys seen that? I'm interested. Is there any good?
I mean, it's the same things. They're just in chronological order.
Yeah. But I feel like you lose something with the without the editing of the movies themselves, you know? Like, undoing the work that the editor did, I feel like. I don't know. It works for me. Godfather 1 and 2 work for me.
As they are.
Jenny, you've seen these, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You like them?
Oh, yeah.
You like part 3 the best?
I don't know that I've ever seen part 3. I'm not going to lie. I've only seen one and two.
I feel like you're a better person for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw them both in the same night, and now was enough.
Yeah, yeah. That's hard.
I was like, I need to end now.
Yeah. When I first saw them, I saw them all three in one night, too. But for me, it was like, because I was like, hooked. So I saw three of them, like, what the F? I got to see second part two. And then I watched part two, and I'm like, what the F? And then I watched part three, and I'm like, oh, man, I should have stopped at two.
I saw part three first. Because I saw it in theaters.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was hard for you to go back to one.
Not really. I mean, because...
You didn't know what you were missing.
Well, I didn't know what I was missing. And I didn't... I mean, I don't think I was really old enough to make a judgment on... Because, wait, when was Godfather Part 3? Like, 90... 92?
I think it was 92. Yeah.
So I was, like, 9. Yeah. So I wasn't really, like... I was like, whatever. I liked the scene with the helicopter. Where they killed everyone. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Damn it.
But yeah, so because that was the one I saw. I mean, I'm sure at some point I had seen The Godfather on TV, but like I wasn't really like I didn't put two and two together where I was connecting them.
I don't know why they made Vincent, what's his name, Andy Garcia's character. I don't know why they made him. Why did they make him Sonny's son instead of? I mean, why didn't they make him Talia Shire's son? That would have been a lot stronger choice, I feel. You know. I don't know.
I don't even... Honestly, I have the three-disc, like, the three-disc special edition DVD. Mm-hmm. I still haven't watched Godfather 3 since I got it.
Since that fateful night?
Since I saw it in theaters.
Wow. All right. Well, enough talk about these prequels. God. We had some good ones. We had some bad ones. And we had some really weird ones.
Sorry.
You're like, it's a prequel because it hasn't even been fucking made yet. It's a prequel to life.
Jenny, you should have pitched us an idea for a movie you have for a prequel and it should have been on your list.
Yeah. I'm like, Peter Pan's a prequel to Hook.
It's true. Yeah, that would have worked.
That actually worked.
But it was made before.
There was a Peter Pan film that came out after Hook.
Yeah, you're talking about the Peter Pan with Jason Isaacs, right?
Yeah.
Sandlot is a prequel to Trouble with a Curve.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh. All right. Hey, yeah, I could take that.
I did this in my head all night.
Girl, and Monster Squad is a prequel to Vampires, John Carpenter's Vampires. all right. Well, that was a good list. Somewhat.
Wait, I have an honorable mention.
Oh, throw your honorable mention.
Amityville 2, The Possession.
All right. Wow, dude.
Because, I mentioned it on Bad Movies I Love, but I got to mention it again because it's just so ridiculously... It's the epitome of bad prequels where it completely ignores the entire story set up in the first movie.
Yeah.
So we're going to change it, throw it all out, and make something weird and bizarre and that wishes it was The Exorcist.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Interesting.
The one that kills me is that I've only seen the second one. I've never seen the first or the third. But Paranormal Activity 2 and 3 are both prequels to 1.
Yes. Yep.
That kills me.
And they go further back.
Yeah.
Which was... So I was really confused by what was going to be 4. I'm like, all right, so they're going to go further back? Because you can only go so far back where people could... have home video equipment that recorded sync sound.
I don't know. Like eventually, they would get the Super 8. Yeah.
Yeah. And, so it's just a silent movie.
And
yeah.
then old timey like silent movies, and it just, or with organs, and someone with a like handlebar mustache just curling his eyes, and like, oh,
they see the little then, shadow then, person putting the them on the train tracks.
Oh my God! There's noises.
Meanwhile, across town.
Yeah. And so yeah. So all right. Well, it's a good list. Follow us on Twitter at The Film Podcast. This was a short podcast.
Yeah, it was.
Hopefully we're going to have a guest next week. And maybe we'll be talking some more films. We don't know. We'll find out. All right. Again, find us on Twitter at The Film Podcast. You could find me on Twitter at Ricardo, ULTRERES.
I'm at Janae, JEHNEIGH.
I'm at an Adam Scott, AN_AdamScott.
And I'm at KZuberBeer. That's ZUBERBIER.
Yeah, this was a very confusing episode.
It is. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. What prequels?
Well, like, I feel like you brought a lot of the confusion with your Back to the Future.
I know. I'm sorry.
Snake eating its tail business.
I know. All right, guys. So until next time. That's it. That's all we have to say. Adam, if you want to find in-depth reviews to movies, go to Adam's website. At shootingthescript.com, or are you still writing for...
Yes.
MoviePass.
MoviePass. blog.moviepass.com.
There you go. And then if you're going to buy something off Amazon, go through our website, thefilmpodcast.com. Yes.
Since we're a more open film podcast now, you can give us ideas for things outside of lists.
Yeah. Anything you want us to talk about? Like 2 hours on Rad.
If you want us to do a commentary for a movie, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe like we'll go Junior in Snaps depth 3. On Ooh. A trilogy.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll act out a scene on the air that. to a movie that you really love.
I'll do Diddle Ring. All right, guys. So anyway, thanks for listening. And until next time, have a good week.